changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I shared with you that I was working to improve my travel. Now that things have opened up somewhat, it's questionable as to whether or not they should, I think, given the Delta variant. But there is a lot of things opening up and a lot of events that I'm doing are going ahead and we are doing them live. And so I have been in Napa Valley, Phoenix, Austin, etc. over the last week or two, Chicago, and I'm getting ready to leave and go to Philadelphia next week, at the end of this week. One of the things that I realized, because it had been so long since I traveled, was that I noticed the things that were bothering me, the things that I did not like about travel. There are things that people all say, oh, well, I hate this about travel. And I made a list of everything that was a bit of a hassle for me for travel. And I began to adopt new ways of being so that those hassles would not happen for me, or if they did, they would be minimized. For example, for decades, I have always insisted on sitting on the aisle. Now, I like the aisle. I feel like I can cross my legs. The problem is everybody who walks down the aisle bumps up against you. Then when you've got somebody in the middle seat also bumping up against you and you're trying to sleep, it can be rather difficult. So you get it from both sides. Therefore, one of the things that I chose to do was to begin to sit in the window seat, which is very atypical for me. That's the opposite of what I've always done in the past. So whenever you travel, there are going to be challenges. There are going to be experiences. Another thing that I did was I got clear. Do you know what clear is? Clear is in most major airports, and it's moving to a lot of smaller airports. You pay with a Delta membership number, you only pay $117 a year. And the system already knows me based on my retina scan. So I go up and just get my retina scanned, and then I don't have to even talk to the TSA person. I move to the front of the line, and I just show them my pass, and I get in. Now, anyone can do this. It costs $117 a year. It's not terribly expensive. And yet, sometimes I'm going to go to airports and something is going to go wrong. By that, I could mean that the clear system is down, which it never has been. But I'm saying that something could go wrong. And also that sometimes there is not a clear station to allow you to get in. The other thing is that I'm TSA pre-check. Again, that was an easy thing to set up for myself, and I highly recommend that you do the same thing. TSA pre-check, you just go online, you apply to be permanently TSA pre-check, and that means that you don't have to take off your belt, you don't have to take your laptop out of your briefcase. There's so many things you don't have to do. It's just so much more convenient when you have TSA pre-check. And you combine clear and TSA pre-check, you cut to the front of the line, you don't have to take anything out of your briefcase or anything, and you just move right on through. Very convenient. Really enjoy it. And the other thing that occurred to me, though, the other day was, even with all of my plans, as Mike Tyson says, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Well, I had all my plans for my perfect little travel experience. I had my collapsible water bottle, which I just bought. And I really put a lot of thought into this idea of how can I minimize the stress of travel? Well, then there is always seems to be an X factor. I'm going to change stories here just a bit. My daughter and I have talked about the fact that whenever I go to speak, there's always going to be something that goes wrong. Always. The client either didn't download the video, my PowerPoint, and then they can't get it ready before I go on stage. I've had that happen before. I've also had at this very last event when I was testing the audio video, the AV guy said, "This is great. You're going to be all set. Just don't speak loudly." And I said, what do you mean don't speak loudly? And he said, you know, don't raise your voice. Don't modulate your voice up and down, or it's going to override the speakers. And I said, I've been doing this 15 years. I don't think I can change the way I speak. So I'm just going to need somebody to sit there and manually ride the system. And they did. And it worked out just fine. Everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the mouth. Well, my slight irritation is really what all it was. I sat down in the window seat, which is my new norm now, on a Southwest flight. And in came one of these infrequent travelers. It is always the infrequent travelers who over-prepare for a trip. This was a 2.5 hour flight from Chicago to Miami. And the woman who sat in the seat next to me, first of all, she was a very large woman. She took over her seat and kind of part of mine and the one on the other side, which that's the way it is. That's like I said, you want to prepare for something that you don't prepare for. And I had decided I wanted to meditate and take a nap on the plane. This woman decided she was going to watch technology. And so she pulls out, first of all, she's got the donut, the neck ring, right? For a 2.5 hour flight, the big neck ring. And she's got a blanket and she's got an oversized iPad. It was an iPad, but I've never seen one quite this big. And it's in her lap. And then next to that, she's got a phone and she's holding it all. And then she's sitting here like this and she just falls asleep. And when she falls asleep, her arms expand and they just start hanging over the sides. And I've got my arm on the armrest. So I move my arm to another part of the armrest and she moves her arm to that part of the armrest. And what occurred to me was that no matter how we prep, no matter how we plan, there's always going to be something that's going to go wrong. And at that moment, we can say, well, everything else went right, but this went wrong and I'm upset. Or we can begin to say, well, I expected this. I planned for this. I expected the worst. Because one of the things you can never plan for is what it's going to be like sitting on an airplane. Flying back from Austin last week, I had an entire row to myself. I was the only one. Then, as I say, coming from Chicago, I was crammed in there between people. And there was a lot of people. And this one woman had issue with personal space and boundaries. And so no matter where I put my arm on the armrest, and I read this one time in a travel magazine, there's an unwritten rule. Either you get the front or the back of the armrest. Sometimes you get the front of one and the back of the other, but you take the front or the back. And this particular woman was hanging over the armrest into my seat. Now, at one point when she woke up, I said, excuse me, I'm trying to put my arm in the armrest. And she moved her arm, very nice. But then, of course, she fell asleep and boundaries were gone. So she spread all over the armrest. The point is that in my mind, I made a decision that I was pre-planned for something to go wrong. I was pre-prepared. I was not attached to everything going right. Especially people who are infrequent travelers, they're nervous and they become attached to everything going right, more so than people who travel a lot, like myself. I remember probably 10 years ago, I was going to do a speech in Memphis, and I was staying at, I can't think of the name of the famous hotel that has the ducks that walk through the lobby. But anyway, I was staying there, and I walked across the street to this rib beer place. This was before I became vegan, so it must have been 12, 13 years ago. And I'm sitting at the bar, and I look, and there's a guy sitting there who was on the very same plane as me. Now, the plane had had some issues. It was delayed. It was delayed on the tarmac. There was turbulence, etc. And so I'm sitting at the bar having my dinner, and a few seats over is this guy, who actually two seats over, who was on the plane with me. And also, ironically, there were a few other people who were on the plane. So not only were they on the plane, but they, I guess, were staying at the same hotel, and they were also at the same bar having dinner or restaurant. I was sitting at the bar. The interesting thing was I overheard the people who were on the plane. It was a husband, looked like a husband, wife, and a couple of kids. And they were complaining incessantly about what a terrible flight it was and how it was delayed and how all flights are delayed and all flights are terrible. They painted everything with this broad brush. And I was sitting at this, looking at this guy who was on the plane with me. And I said, I think you and I were on a different flight than these people. He said, yeah, I think so too. He says, I travel every week. He said, this wasn't a bad flight at all. I said, no, it wasn't. So when we go and do something, one of the things that we have in our minds is we develop an expectation, which is healthy and it's optimistic. And that is everything's going to work out okay. Everything's going to be great. And then when it doesn't, we get upset, we get offended, et cetera, because we're not prepared for it. When we are prepared for it, then we're able to get through it without allowing it to debilitate us in any way. I remember every speech I give, whether it's given, sometimes I give speeches that have super professional AV teams, and sometimes it's Carl from down the hall who happens to be good with microphones. And so I just absolutely never know. And so one of the things that I've become unattached to is having a perfect AV environment. In other words, sometimes it's hard to see my slides. Sometimes the lighting isn't bright enough that you can see me very well. Sometimes there's work going on in the kitchen behind the stage and I can hear people talking and lots of noise. The bottom line is that when I go in saying what is going to go wrong, yes, I do tend to find it. And yes, that is a negative expectation. But the thing I've discovered is something's always going to go wrong. The same is true with travel. Almost always something is going to go wrong. When we approach a task and we expect everything to go right, then we get upset, not because the challenge occurred, but because our expectation wasn't met. And so when you go in with the expectation of things are going to go wrong, things are going to be challenging, et cetera, you know, I used to walk through, I guess, with entitlement in the airport. How dare you cut in front of me? How dare you stand in front of me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I began to just fully realize in my mind how we're all just there doing our very, very, very best and to expect challenges and to breathe through them and not to be put back by them. So today is Monday. We've often talked about Mondays, and whenever something goes wrong on a Monday, we have this tendency to paint everything as, well, it's Monday. I think I told you that last Monday, I got up and I broke a glass first thing as I was reaching for coffee. Oh, and then one of my lights here broke. And my mind wanted to go, well, it's Monday. Well, you know what? It's every day. Something is going to go wrong. And when we go out into the world expecting, and more importantly, demanding that things go right, that's when we run into trouble. That's when we get pushback from other people. And that's when we get resistance in our own hearts and we're unable to accept what is going on. So today I want to invite you to begin to accept what's going on with the expectation that things are going to go wrong. Something's going to go wrong. And when it does, you simply live through it, breathe through it, and make the best of it. When this woman sprawled all over me on the plane, which is the word that came, she's sprawling all over me. I went, what can I do? Well, first of all, I can turn my body and then I can lean back into the corner of the bulkhead or the plane and I'll be better off. And I was, perfectly fine. I slept, I watched movies, I was totally cool. In the past, I would have had this expectation years ago. I would have thought, well, what is she doing reaching over and how dare she? And I actually had a little roundabout with a guy one time on a plane because of an armrest. He insisted that the armrest was totally his. And I was like, and I got into that. I allowed him to draw me in. Nowadays, I don't think so much. Everybody is doing the best they can. And sometimes it shows up in ways that can irritate us. And yet, it's up to us to choose to or not to be irritable. And one of the best ways we can do that is to expect something's going to go wrong and I'm going to be able to handle it. One of the most important things you can say as you're trying something new is just to repeat over and over in your head, I got this, I got this, I got this. I got this, not you got this, I got this. So give that a try today and make today the best you can make it.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.